Hello, folks, and welcome to Doctor's Corner. Today's audio newsletter is titled Keeping Faith in the World of Corruption. In today's world, stress has impacted everyone. It is like a pressure cooker. At the beginning, things go unnoticed, but as the heat builds, things begin to rattle. And if unaware of its impact, it builds and builds to where little things have you lose composure. Health becomes affected since stress is a killer. If not treated, you pass it on. Alcohol or recreational substances are used to cope with the situation. The reasoning, to take off the edge. Of course, these are just poor attempts. Sleep becomes affected, which creates a cascading decline, and soon the daily routine starts looking so mundane. So many today are in this situation, and it is so very hard to break, especially if plugged into social media and watching legacy news. It is a clown's world. As you can see, society is being faced with sickness and death. The innocents are suffering and then born into a diseased body for life. People cannot cope. They are overwhelmed 24/7 with chatter. They have little time to unwind and be in nature since they are programmed and cannot live without their devices. Stress has now become a new cancer risk. In an article by F. Perry Wilson, MD, MSCE in Medscape, we can read about how stress alters the functioning of our immune systems in some very particular ways. Particular ways that just so happen to create ideal conditions for malignant cells to grow. This means that while stress has not been proven to directly cause cancer, research suggests it may still influence how cancer develops or behaves. Specifically, newer evidence indicates that higher stress levels can increase tumor mutational burden. This means more genetic changes within tumors, which could affect cancer progression or response to treatment, which makes the relationship rather complex instead of straightforward. Stress, if not dealt with, will carry on and we become a conduit. A new study shows how prenatal stress increases the risk for childhood epilepsy, as both animal and human studies have shown that prenatal exposure to maternal anxiety or depression is associated with changes in fetal brain structure and function, especially in the prefrontal cortex, hippocampus, and amygdala. Researchers analyzed 97,484 children and their mothers. Mothers' psychological distress was measured twice during pregnancy using the K-6 scale, both in early and later pregnancy. Mothers were then grouped based on whether their K-6 score was low, is less than or equal to 4, or higher sleep is greater than or equal to 5 at each time point. According to their key finding, ongoing moderate psychological distress during pregnancy with higher distress levels, K-6 is greater than or equal to 5, at both time points in early and late pregnancy is associated with a higher risk of epilepsy in early childhood, ages 1-3. Mood disorders, mental issues. We know that anxiety and depression numbers are constantly raising. Statistics talk about the most affected groups dealing with mental illness, but also addiction problems. It involves young people aged 15 to 24 and lower income groups. Medication does not seem to be the solution, rather part of the problem. The issue with using SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, a class of antidepressant medications used to treat depression, anxiety, and other mood disorders by increasing available serotonin in the brain, is how they remove the spark in someone's mind while adding multiple side effects, including decreased appetite, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, dyspepsia, insomnia, weight loss, anxiety, dizziness, irritability, affectability, tachycardia, or increased blood pressure. According to the article, the dark side of antidepressants, the most severe alleged risk is a link to suicidal behavior and violent acts, including mass shootings, and argues that such effects are often misattributed to underlying mental illness, leading to further medication. The article also emphasizes that these drugs can be addictive, difficult to discontinue, and harmful to individuals' motivation and personality, which has been downplayed or concealed by pharmaceutical companies and regulators. Then there is the question of how one should cope with their issues and whether the growing acceptance of medical assistance in dying made for patients with severe mental illness, particularly in places like Canada, is anywhere close to the right way. A 2023 article by Dinah Miller MD points out that psychiatrists whose traditional role has been to prevent suicide and instill hope are now being asked to play a very different role, helping patients end their lives. The author's concern is legitimate. Can people with serious mental illness truly make autonomous, well-reasoned decisions about death, given that hopelessness and distorted thinking are often symptoms of their condition? Ethical and social risks also need to be considered, including the possibility that vulnerable groups, such as those with fewer resources or limited access to care, might be disproportionately steered toward assisted death rather than receiving adequate treatment and support. The article ultimately poses a central dilemma. If psychiatrists stop being advocates of hope and recovery, what becomes of their professional and moral identity? Miller doesn't offer a simple answer, but urges caution, emphasizing the need to carefully consider whether expanding assisted dying in psychiatry could unintentionally harm the very patients it aims to help. The COVID conspiracy, when our leaders and those placed in positions of trust and authority lead us to accept and forfeit our freedoms and perform acts we would normally object, to discover it was based on faulty evidence, manipulation, and cover up to such magnitude that it cost many lives to be lost, is it any wonder why stress leads to disease and record depression when our trusted guideposts have been moved? What we need is accountability and the full prosecution of the law for all those in position of authority who have profited and betrayed those who they swore to protect. If this does not happen, trust can never be reestablished, nor can our faith in democracy restored. There needs to be a cleansing and rebuilding. Just think about how Dr. Fauci blanketly lied to the president, to Congress, and every nation on the earth. The COVID-19 vaccine was not safe. It did not prevent viral transmission, and he and his group with the drug companies knew it, and they were protected. Now the bubble's beginning to crack, and some of the truth is coming out. In the United States, Senator Ron Johnson, who has worked tirelessly to expose this cover-up, recently held a Senate hearing aptly titled Unmasked: How Biden Health Officials Purposely Turned a Blind Eye Toward COVID-19 Vaccine Safety Signals. The unprecedented damage caused by the COVID-19 vaccines has created a historic loss of trust in the parties who covered it up, giving us a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to force them to start telling the truth and end an immunization experiment that has profoundly damaged the health of our society. People need justice this time. Slowly, it might be happening. Now, David Morans, 78, who was a senior advisor to Fauci from 2006 to 2022, has been charged with conspiracy against the United States. Destruction, alteration, or falsification of records in federal investigations, concealment, removal, or mutilation of records, and aiding and abetting. Other things are happening too. According to records obtained by Senator Ron Johnson, an FDA expert identified early safety signals indicating possible adverse events of COVID-19 vaccines within months of their rollout. These signals were communicated internally to FDA leadership, but the agency allegedly chose not to make the findings public at the time. Obviously, this lack of disclosure raises concerns about transparency and oversight. These findings are part of a broader controversy over how U.S. health authorities handled vaccine safety monitoring and communication during the pandemic. And while safety signals do not prove causation, they are meant to trigger further investigation, which, as we know, did not happen. At this stage, our health must be approached using critical thinking, since your health outcome lies within your own two hands, and trusting like-minded folks within our natural health community. Doctor's Choice product recommendations: Melipure melatonin, kava kava, boron, thymus gland, zinc picolinate. For a complete list of citations and references, please see the published article at doctorschoice.ca.